and it's through its form got mixed up. Rashi says, meaning to say, kumay sorf. Let's say the mace was burnt up, and the ash has got spread around, and the form is not kayemis, so therefore that mace is torah. So the Shlokesh says the same thing by Yishvir also. When the Shvir comes out, and then it gets mixed up with water, it gets like beaten up, so also the tumma goes off, it has no tumma, it has no tumma's mace on it. So Mor says, Omolei Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is back to Rosh Lakish. Mace shenis bab lo tzerosim minolim the Torah. How do you know this halach itself? How do you know to say if we have a mace, a dead body, that was burnt up and the yesh gets pushed around, that it has no tumma's mace? You let me, if you want to tell me, Mihor, from this halach, maybe make a deal from over here. The Yama Rabbi Shapsoi, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Megidloi, the Yamrilan, some say, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Megidloi, Omer Rabbi Shapsoi. Now the halach is like this. What's going to be mace? You have a dead body, Shenisov, that was burnt up. The shoulder, Kayemis, and the form is still in the form of a goof. You can still tell, like, the ashes wasn't spread out yet. It still looked like a mace sholem. Slocher is Tomei. It still has Tumas mace on it. Now, my story, what's up in the case? That's the loch, if you have a mace in the room. So all the big doors, meaning to say that are four tfachim and bigger, so they all become Tomei, Midrabonin, even though the door is closed. Any kli that's underneath the mashkif, underneath the doorpost, becomes Tomei, because you have a suffix, which doorpost the mace will go through. So the locker is that such a mace where was burnt, it still has tumas mace on it, and therefore the timul of sochem gdolim had a lock like him, like a regular mace. The tirul of sochem ktanim, and the smaller doors that are less than dalat fochem and dalat fochem, we say usually a mace sholem does not go out through such a small door, and therefore those doors are torn in the case where the door is closed, so the tumas does not go through it. So that's a deal over here. So Gemara says, so Kadaikis Minerva Shlokish wants him to act like this. That time, the Taptat Chavches, that time, what's the reason why it has a lock of a Tumas Mace? That we say the doors have Tumma under it also. The shoulder Kayemis, because the form is still Kayem. You can still tell, like it's from a body, it's from a mace. Mashmudo Halaf Hochi, if after the mace was burnt up, the ashes will be spread around, you can't tell it comes from a mace anymore. Then Tor, then it would be Tor. That's a deed Rosh Lakish makes, that a mace that's nispalbul, or that gets mixed up, so it becomes tor. It's the same thing as shvir also, shetafu. The name of is, there has no tumor on it. So Morris says no. But if Yechon says back to Rosh Lakish, no, Adarab, but just the opposite. I would tell you, doik minon agis, to make a deed this way. And say like this, shoulder kayemes, who did Torah loy psochim kitanim? Only true if the mace was burnt up, and the form is still in one piece, it still looks like one big mace, then the locker is, it has a lock of a mace sholem, that only the big doors are tamei, and not the small doors. Who to tiru leib sochem tanim? That's why we say the small doors in that room are Torah, because we do not say it's oimish for the mace to go out through those small doors that are less than 4x4 tfochim, but rather it's oimish to take it out through one of the bigger doors. But the deek would be, holav hochi, let's say the mace is not sholem, let's say the form is mevuvom. The ashes are spread out. Then it could be that Pesachim Ketani, Pesachim Ketanim, Nami Mitamim. It could be that even then the small doors of the room also become Tamei. Why? Duchochad v'chad chosel lafukei chad chareiver. Each door like you take out one eiver. That's the law of the Mishnah over there, Noelis. That if you have a kizayist min hameis in the room, that even the small doors, even though it's only Pesach Tefach, Pesach Tefach, they become tummy also. See, if Rabbi Yochanan says he has no deek from this Mishnah to say that if the mace is in its pazer, if the ashes are spread out, it has no tumas mace, then maybe other rabba. If the ashes are spread out, it also has a tumas mace on it. And then it's even the chumrah that even the small doors also become tummy. See, if Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rish Lakish. Oh, Malay Rabbin Ravashi, Rabbin is about Ravashi. Rabbi Yochanan, the Yom HaKemaz, who's Rabbi Yochanan go like? The Rabbi Yochanan says that a mace, even though it's nispazer, still it has tumas mace on it. Who does he go like? Kerablezer, Yom HaKaman Kerablezer. Tanan learn like this. Eifer Serufim. Let's say you have a burnt up mace, you have his ashes that were burnt up ashes of a mace. Kerablezer, why mish Yuroi Beroiva? If you have a roiva of a cover, a vias of a cover, of that ashes, it has tumas mace on it. So, you see, that even though it's ashes, still it has tumas mace. The other one says, Hechi dami mace and yisra for shoulder kiyemis. How do you have this? What's the case to say that you have a mace that was completely burned up and the ashes are still in the form of a mace, it doesn't get spread out? Some Rabbi Abayi says the case could be kagoin sheshofu agabi katavlo. It was burnt, and Rashi says katavlo means or a piece of leather like, shofu that was cooked up well, the kosh is very hard. Vienna, this reference in the mace doesn't get burnt up with the mace. So you wrap this around the mace, and then you burnt up the mace, the ashes are still in the form of the original mace. Ravam Rava says kagoin sheshofu agabi apudrin. That you burnt the Rashi says agabi apudri means evan shayish, a marble stone, and therefore the fire doesn't ruin it. So if tavaya kagoin shasui is base kibble, like both these kimtas are, that this was the base kibble, like a form to hold the mace still in it. Even though the mace was burnt up, the ashes are still in the form of the original body. Ravina Marina says no, it could even be kagoin the yachruchi yachruchi. We're talking about with just the outside of the body got burnt, like a third degree burn. That's all, Rashi says. But that's why it didn't become ashes. So that could also be where Rabbi Shlakish holds that still, alright, that would be a case that the Tumas mace is still there, even because Rabbi Shlakish, just because the form is still Kayim. But in the case where the form is not Kayim, then you would not have the Tumas mace, according to Rabbi Shlakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you would still have the Tumas mace. Yeah, more than this. Tell the Rabban, more than a price like this. Hamapelis yad chatucha v'regel chatucha. And this has a miscarriage where it comes out as just the form of a hand or the form of a regal. I mean, like it's like not the form. There's a hand, just a hand comes out, like it was cut off from the rest of the body. Or else just the foot comes out. So, lochor is imoy tumeya leida. We say yes, that's tzidra leida, and therefore the mother has a tumas leida. But, and v'yein chachishin, v'yein chachishin, we're not afraid that Shema Meguf Otambol, maybe came from a body that had no form to it at all. And that halach, then the halach is, the Isha doesn't have any tumas later. But we say no, most probably Rove, like Fidi says, has a form to it. And now that the regular Yad came out, it came out from a Vlad. And therefore, it's considered like she has tumas later, she had a later. So the most like this, that Rav Chizda V'Rabba Barav Huna, the Amri Tevai, they both say that a Noisnin law Yimei Toya. The Chiddush is, though, that we don't say this Lekula, only Lechumra. Meaning to say that, even if you want to say she has to be Machmir, maybe it was a Zohar, maybe it's Nekevam, so the first 14 days, she's for sure she's Tamei. The question is, usually, though, the next, at least till the 40th day, that if she sees Dam, it should be Dam Toyer, like at most it was a Zohar, so she's Tamei till the 40th day. Over here, though, we say, no, we don't give her these Yimei Toyer. That even she sees them, even if they're 13, 14, 15, 16 days later, still she's tummy. So the question is, my time, what's the reason why? The chuv is called the later, so she should at least have the days of Tyra like a Zohar has, at least until the 40th day. Some words know here, the chiddush is, they hold, Aim have to be afraid to say, maybe, herchika leidosa. That maybe the pshat is that really, the most of the body came out before. And that was the real later. So now this is just the end of it. So therefore, maybe Haleda finished it. The Yimei Toya finished already. And now really she'd be like afterwards. So therefore, Lechumra, we give her a din as if she has a Leda now. So Lechumra, she's Tommy right now. But not Lekula. Lekula, we say we can't give her the din Yimei Tyra. And Rashi says, that Eim Achikuk Aleidosa means Harei Kama Yom Shiyotza Rav Avlad. Levor, maybe a long time ago it happened that the rest of the body came out already. Look for over Yimei Toyah, it happened over 40 days ago, and it passed by rate of Yimei Toyah, Shalom. And therefore, we do not give Yimei Toyah. We only go to Chumrah to say she has Yimei Tumah now, 14 days she's Tumah, but not Yimei Toyah. So this Gemara says, most of Rabbi Yosef asked the question, it says, Hamapelis, the Nisha has a miscarriage, V'ein Yodua Ma'apil, we don't know what came out. So it says, Teishel Zohar Nekevah. That she has to go to Chumrah to sit for Zohar Nekeva, meaning to say for the first 14 days she's Tamei, and then until the 40th day she has Yimei Tyra. So the question is why? V'Sagadaitach, that Kol Kihai Gavna, or anything like this. V'Sagadaitach, Kol Kihai Gavna, a Mahachikulei Dosa, that any time she sees something, it's possible she saw parts of it before already, so listen, she should have learned to V'Rosa Ulanida. So Mapelish doesn't know what came out. Like, let's be afraid, maybe only a regal came out. And maybe Taka, the rest of the body came out way before. Says, so it's pissed, you made Tyro. So she had to be choshu. She sees dam, she'll be regular neither also. So why didn't it say it? So Marin says, Om Rabbi, Yabai says like this. It's Taka true, that's the locha. But he told him Lenida, if I would have said on that Mishnah that he had Mechashis Lenida also, Havimin, I would have thought to say, maybe Korban Vieni Nechal. That the Pshat is, you have a suffix to say that maybe he wasn't the lady altogether. See, even though we tell him to bring the Korban, but it's only Minar Suffix. And therefore, the Korban brings it, he cannot eat from the Chat to say. That's what I would have thought to say. Yes, Kamashma, that's the Chiddush, no, the Nechal. That for sure it's Vadi, there was a lady. It's only a question when. 40 days ago or now. So therefore, Korban for sure she has to bring, and the Kohen can eat from the Korban. Just that's the Chiddush here, that Lechumro, you have to be marked to say that she doesn't have Yemei Taira. That maybe test by her the Yemei Taira, therefore she only has Tumas needed now. Or else all the Tumas, the Chumras of Hilchos Leida, and not the Kulas. Omer Avun, Avun is like this. What's going to be Hoitzi Uberes Yod? Let's say the fetus sticks out its hand, the Zivir puts it, comes back into the body again. Seema Tmei Leida, with that alone it's called the Leida. Shneimer Apostolik says, Vehi Belidato, Vehi Ten Yad, you put out a hand, they put out a hand, much for the hand alone is called the Leida. So Mor says, no, most of Reb Yuda, it says, Hoitzi Uberes Yodoy, if the fetus sticks out its hand, Einima Chashesh, the Chodova, the mother's not Chashesh for anything. So Mashba, it's not called the Leida. Amr Rav Nachman, Nachman says like this, so the di meforshali minei de Rav Huna, he was explained from Rav Huna like this, that lochosh choshishish, that we are afraid about this, that you may toyer le'avidla, we don't give her, you may toyer. No, we don't give her. Is lochosh choshishish, we're afraid, but you may toyer le'avidla lo. We have a chashash to chumah, we'll give her, you may tumah, but not you may tire. Add the nofik ruba until most of the body comes out. Then that's called the later. Mor says no. For any ima chayshesh to hold over comments, but not chayshesh for anything. It's mashma. Mor says on Mabaya, true. Ainu chayshesh to hold over midirais means midirais. We're not afraid of anything. Avu midrabbanu do chayshesh, but midrabbanu do we are chayshesh. So it is only the rabbanu that can chumra to say if the yad comes out that she's tummy. Mor says chayshenai will kroa come first dash in the posik. Mor says about that's only midrabbanu. Will kroa smachta biyam? Will the kroa only in the smachta? But the Vadim Midiraisa Taka, it's not called a Leida until either Rova of the body comes out, or else the head comes out. But just the Yad, that's not called a Leida. There's only an Asmachta Midrabonin, the Mach will give it a Tumas Midrabonin, because otherwise people will think maybe that's called a Leida, and if you don't give it a Tumas, they'll think you're not Tame. So therefore, it's only Midrabonin, not Midiraisa. Yeah. Yeah, good. But now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hamapelis Tumtum Viadrumis? And Isha has a miscarriage, and what comes out of Tumtum means that the Mokum to tell whether the Zoch and the cave is covered up. You can't see there. And Andrugnis means that the fetus has two both Simonim. He has Simoni of a Zoch and of a Nekeva. The Locher is Teshu of a Zoch and a Nekeva. We have to be Machmel Lechum, we don't know if that's called the Zoch or a Nekeva. So you have to be Machmel both ways, that the first 14 days she's Tamei, and then until the 40th day, that's all she has Yimei Taira. What's mean she gives birth to a she has an apelis tumtum v'zocher, a suffix and a vade zocher, or else androgynous v'zocher. So then again, teisha v'zocher in the cave, the same thing. The chumra yet to be machmir that maybe it was in the cave, so the tumtum. So therefore, the first 14 days she's tamei, but then Yimei Taira you only give her until the 40th day, like a zocher. What's going to be tumtum in the cave? Like here, you know for sure when the cave came out. They're twins, or else Andrugnus in the cave, and Andrugnus came out, and in the cave with it. See, it's treated Tesha of the Nekeva. She has a loch of a Leda of the Nekeva. Bilvad. Therefore, the first 14 days she's Tamei, but then the next 66 days is Yimei Taira until the 80th day, because for sure she gave birth to a Nekeva here. So therefore, it had a loch of Tumah like a Nekeva. What's going to be Yotza Mechutach? Let's say the body comes out in pieces, cut up. Or else, Mesuris. Let's say the body, Rashi said, Mesuris means upside down, the feet come out first. Then the locher is, Mishayotza Ruba Hareyu Kilud. When Rova, the body comes out, that's called a Leida. But before that, not. Because if it comes out normally, the head first, the head is called a Leida. But here, it comes out feet first, so the body, the feet is not called the mother, has no tumas Leida, it's not called a Leida, until Rova of the body, majority of the body comes out. Yotza Kedak, let's say the baby comes out normal, Chiyotza Rav Rosha. Then it's enough just to have Rav Rosha in the case where the baby's alive. So as soon as the majority of the head comes out, that's called the Leda. That's called Tumas Leda. The Yezer Rav Rosha, what's considered Rav of the head? Mishiyotza Padachta. When the forehead comes out, after the forehead is out, that's called Yotza Rubai. Now the Gemara says, Hashta Tumtim Luchudei. That when she gave birth to either a tumta by itself or a drugnis, it has a suffix, whether it's zocher or nekeva. So you say what? You have to be machna both ways. So tumtum v'zocher, drugnis v'zocher, me boy, what do you have to tell me then? Pshit, if they came out with another one also, like a twin, a tumtum and a zocher, pshit, you have to be machna both ways. What's the chiddush? By a tumtum alone it's a suffix if it's nekeva or not. So they came out with a zocher, it should be the same suffix also. Someone says, no, Yitzchak, I need both Kedushim. Because otherwise, at the time, I would have thought like this. Hoyul v'yomer, since Yitzchak says that the klal is that Isha must rast chilom when they have tashmish, man and wife together. So if the Isha lets out first, like her ovaries, the eggs come out first, so then yoled is zocher. Then there'll be a boy. Ish must rast chilom, say the man lets out the zera first, then yoled is nekeva, then there'll be a girl. So I would have thought like this, Ema, me the high zocher, since the twin that came out with this androgynous was a zocher, so I would have thought to say, hi nami zocher, that's a proof to say that this androgynous should have a din of a zocher on him. So therefore, you should only have tumas a zocher, not like a nekeva. Yes, kamash mela no, that Ema, I could say, shneim as viva vasakas, it happened that they both happened at the same time. And two zochers in a cave, it's possible to say one could be a zocher, what came out, and the androgynous could have a din of a nekeva. That's the chiddush. That even though Zohar came out with it, still the androgynous has a suffer whether it's the cave or not, he'll have both dinim, he'll have to be machim in both ways, a Zohar and the cave. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav, Tumtum the androgynous, Shero Lubin Oy Oydem, let's say it's Tumtum the androgynous, because it's a suffer whether he's a Zohar or whether he's a girl. So now let's say he saw Lubin white, that's like from a man when Zera comes out, that's Metama the man, Oy Oydem, or else he saw red come out. If an androgynous sees a lubin, so if it would be a zocher, he'd be tummy from that. But if he has luck like an akeva, if an akeva sees white, she's tor. See the case that this androgynous saw white, or else must he saw red. So it means blood. So again, if it has a din of an akeva, he'll have tumas nida. If he has a din of a zocher, he's tor. So locher is ein chayov ma'abiyas migdash. Let's say this tumtus now goes into the base of migdash. He's not chayiv for it, because it's a suffix whether he's tummy or not. And therefore, if he ain't surfing the last of truma, if he touches truma, we don't burn it, because he's not bad by tummy, it's only a suffix whether he's tummy or not. Therefore, it's only toilin. We have to see if he only saw one or the other. What's going to be if he sees both? Let's say ro loibin v'yoidim kech, let's say he sees both. He sees white and he sees red together. Then the locher is, ein chayov malbiyas migdash. Then the locher is still, even though we saw both of them together, still you're not chayav al bias migdash. If he goes into the base of migdash, when we shoygeg, and then he comes out and finds out he's not chayav al adi korban. Al will start from the truma. But truma, yes, like for sure he is tamei, and therefore if he touches truma, you have to burn the truma. That's what Rav Nachman Omer Rav says. The question is why, like lechur, if he saw both, the red and white, for sure he's tamei, no matter what he is, whether it's zoch or nekeva. So what's trying to have Nachman that he says that he goes into the Beis Migdash, he's not chayiv. The answer is, the pasuk says, in this parasha of Beis Migdash, it says, Mizocho v'yad nekever. So we dashin that tishlochu, you have to send out the Zocho that's Tomei, or nekever that's Tomei, you have to send out from the Beis Migdash. So we dashin, the Rav Nachman Pshat Rav is, Zocho v'adai, nekever v'adoyis. There's only an Isser if you're a Zvadai Zocho or a Vadai nekever, for sure. But let tumtum be adrugnis. A tumtum adrugnis, even though they're tumay, they have no chiyah to go out of the base of migdash. So that's pshan rav, that there's no isa bias migdash on a tumtum be adrugnis. At least for sure they're not chayav korban. So more said, now let me bring you proof. Let me mithayle. It says tumtum be adrugnis, these people that are suffic, whether it's zocher and a keva, sherol lubin oy odom, if they saw white or they saw red, blood or this dera, is ain chayavim, they're not chayav, they're going to bias migdash. And we are in Sarf Malayim as a Truma. Since they only saw one, so it's a suffix whether they're tummy or not. So therefore, even if they touch Truma, you don't burn that Truma. It's only a suffix whether it's tummy or not. What's going to be if he sees both? Ro Lubin Vyodim, he sees both white and red, so both Zera and Dam, so Chur Kach at the same time. So Manachur Manashraf, now this androgynous is Tomei, whether he's a Zocher, whether he's Nikev, he saw both Zera and Dam. So it says clearly, Ein Chayav Malbias Migdash, if he goes into the base of Migdash, he's not Chayav a Korban for that, if he goes in Beshoigig. Avol Sarfen Leas a Truma, but if he touches Truma, it's Vade Tomei, and you have to burn the Truma. My time, what's the reason? So here's the riot to Rav. Lav, isn't it? Mishum Shem, the Pasuk says, Mizocha v'yad nekeva tishlochu. Then from the base of Midrash, you have to send out the Zocha and nekeva. So we dash in Zocha v'adai, nekeva v'adois. Only a v'adai Zocha v'adai nekeva. V'loy tumtum v'yad rudness. Not a tumtum, not a rudness. Then we don't have to send out. Omar Ulul says, loy. Could be known, it's no proof to Rav from over here from this Braisa. I'll tell you maybe Shem from this Braisa is like this. Homani Reb Lezer, maybe this goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. It's not learned like this. Reb Eliezer, Reb Lezer says, Ha-sheretz, so we dash like this, Venele Mimenu, this is talking about if you're Tomei, and then you go into the base of Migdash, Bishayge, and you come out, you find, you remember that you're Tomei, you have to bring a Korban. So Venele Mimenu, so Reb Lezer dashins, Al-Helem Sheretz Uchayiv, Yoni Chayiv, if you forgot that you were Tomei, you went to the base of Migdash. But v'yeinu chayiv al hela migdish. Let's say the person knew that he was tamei. Just he goes into the house and he thinks it's his own house, or he thinks it's a shul, and it ends up he went to the base of migdish. So we hold yichayiv a korban. It's also called helim. Reb Lezer holds no. Yoni chayiv if you forgot that you were tamei, but you knew it was a base of migdish. But if you know you're tamei and you forget it's a base of migdish, you're potter from the korban. Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva says the chur is similar. That v'nele mimenu we darshin v'tomei, he forgot that he was tomei. So he also darshin z'alehelem tumu hu chayiv, he's only chayiv if he forgot that he was tomei and he went to the base of Migdash. But v'yeinu chayiv alehelem Migdash, if the pshat is that he knows that he's tomei, he just forgot that this is the base of Migdash, he thought it's tamei shul and he went in, and later he realized it, he's not chayiv a korban. So the question is, Raminu, we asked the question over there, that my v'nei, look where they're both saying the same thing, Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. They both hold that you only chayiv this korban for bias migdash if you're going to the base of migdash. When you're tamei, if in the case where you were tamei and you forgot about it, you went to the base of migdash. But in the case that you remember the whole time that you tamei, just you forget, it's a base of migdash, you're potter. So my benayu. But like this, v'yom mechizki, chizki is like this. V'yom mechizki, I'll tell you that sheretz unevelo ika benayu. That the machleki says in the Bekiva and Reb Lezer about a sheretz and a nevela. It's like this. But do you have to know exactly because of what you become tamei? The Reb Lezer, some Reb Lezer holds that he says for the pasuk hasheretz v'nelam. So Reb Lezer holds sova binan adiyoda isheretz itzma ibinavel itzma. That yoni chayiv at the beginning, first you knew clearly from what you became tamei, whether you touched the sheretz or whether you touched the nevela. You first knew that you were vade tamei from what. And then you forgot about it, went to the base of Migdash, and then later you remember, that's when you chayiv a korban. But let's say at the beginning, even though you knew you were tummy, but you're not sure from what, you'd be part of the korban. If you have bekiva sovan or bekiva holds, loy binan. You don't have to know from what you became tummy. According to bekiva, it doesn't say the word hasheretz. According to bekiva, it's just vanellum. As long as you knew you were tummy, and then you forgot, you went to the base of Migdash, you chayiv a korban. So it's like this. Lav Omer Reb Lezer, does Reb Lezer say, Hosam, that binan diyoda, you have to first know, I b'sheretz itmi b'nevela itmi, you have to first know how you became tamei, whether you touched the sheretz or whether you touched the nevela. And then you forget about it, go to Beis Mitzvah Shechayiv. So I tell you, Hochinam, he hears the same thing by Tumtum and Drubnus, also the same thing. That even though this person saw both Dam and Zera, so for sure he's tamei, but he doesn't know what made him tamei. He doesn't know whether he has din of a zochor and the zera made him tamei, or he has din of an isha that the dam made him tamei. Therefore, according to Reb Lezer, you'll be potter from bias migdash, because bina diyada, you have to know ibelu benitmei. Do you have a din of a zochor that it's the white zera that made you tamei, or ibiyodimitmei, was it the dam, the red dam that made you tamei? So you have to know this. So therefore, according to Reb Lezer, you'll be, if a tumtus goes into the base of Migdash, even though he's tamei, he'll be potter for the korban. Abul Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the yom that he holds no, mishum tumu mechayit, as long as you know for sure you were tamei, and then you go into the base of Migdash, you chay the korban, for Ochinam here also, mishum tumu mechayit, it could be according to Rabbi Kiva, and if not, your tumtum, not drugness, would be chayit for tumu's base of Migdash. because the Maisa, they know that they were tummy first. They don't know for what reason, but for sure they're tummy. And then they forget about it and go to the Beis Mitzvah to be Chayav Korban. So the Kitzur, it's not a proof to Rav the way Darshan the Pasuk Zocher Yad Nekeva, but it could be this bride that goes according to Rav Lezer. It's good, we didn't bring a proof to Rav, but that's what Rav holds. The Rav holds in this Pasuk of Zocher Nekeva Tishlechu means it has to be a Vadai Zocher or a Vadai Nekeva. That's what Rav Darshan. The Pasuk says, Mizocher Yad Nekeva. So I'm going to ask the question, the Rav, according to Rav, Maishna Bias Migdash, the likes of Mizocher Yad Nekeva Tishlechu, Maishna by Bias Migdash. Deloitte, that you say what? That it took to Judas is Potter. Why? Because the Sibis says in the Pasuk, Mizocher Yad Nekeva Tishlechu. So you dash and Rav the Pasuk means to say, you have to have a Zocher, Vada Nekeva Vadois. And therefore, Veloit Tumtu Vadrugnis. If he's talking Mishum Tumtu Vadrugnis, Yod Yinat Chayiv. Yoch, you saw the Gemara says, True Manami Lerti Sarv. So according to you, Rav, when this Tumtu Vadrugnis, there's Vadrugnis, when he saw even both, the Dam and the Zero, he should not be Vada Tami for Trum Rida, he should not burn the Truma. The same, because the Pasuk says, Fi Hazav Ez Zoivoi, La Zorchon Nekeva. So even by Zav also to become Tami, it says clearly, La Zorchon Nekeva. So why don't you dash in there also, Zorcha Vada Nekeva Vadois? When do you become Tami? Only if you're Vada Zorcha Vada Nekeva. And make the same Joshua, for learn Tumtum Yadrugnis, not if you're Tumtum Yadrugnis. Even Mishum Tumi should not have Tumma on them altogether. Not even for Truma either. And you, Rav, agree that he's Vade Tumi. If he touches Truma, you burn the Truma. So Mura says, no, there the Droshim of Azav, 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 and Kevo, it's not extra. Hahu, that Droshim, Mibul, we need it like this. Umi Boyle, like the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yom, Rabbi Yitzchak, La Azok, the Pasuk says, La Rabbi says, La Mitzayro, La Mianoisov, that the Mitzayro, the man has tumas, his mayonis, like his spit that comes out from him is also tummy. His meraglaim is tummy from him, not only his body, but even his mayonis, the well that comes out from him, that's also tummy. Rashi says, shu l'rabbis mitzora, shu mukash lizav, that a mitzora has the same look like a zav. Lies mayonis ababa tumma, the tummy yodam akalim kizav, yichsiv the kiyorik hazav. It says by Zav if he spits his tummy, so that's the Chiddush here, Mitzor also, if he spits, his spit his tummy. That's what the Drosha teaches us. La Zochas, the Rabbi says, Mitzor lemonoisov. Um the Kevo, the Rabbi says, Mitzorath lemonoisov. She's a Mitzor, the same thing, that she has tumor, that what comes out of her body is also an avatom. Her spit, it also looks like an avatom. That's what the Pasuk is meant for. For Yazav, Zav, Zochra, the Kevo. But it's not extra teachers, you have to be a Vade Zochra, about the Kevo. Samara says, if so, Hainami Miboyle, even by our Pasuk also, by Tishlochu, we also should need it for something else then. Whereas the question here also, we should need it then, Hainami Miboyle, look at Rabbi, Hainami Miboyle, Bemi Shiesh Loi Tara Bemikvah. It's only something that has a Tara Bemikvah you can put into the Mikvah. Become Torah if it was Tamei. Prat Le Kli Cheres. But not a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli that comes Tomei, it has no Tar B'mikvah. Different Rabbi Yossi, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. And Rashi says, Prat le Kli Cheres Tomei, Shein Torin Shiluach Min Azorah. If the Kli Cheres becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe when that's what it says by the Mikdash, Tishlochu, maybe it comes from a Mayit, not a Kli Cheres. So Mura says like this. I mean, it says like Zohar Nekev means only something like a Zohar Nekev that has a Tara B'mikvah. They become Tom, they go to the Mikvah. But Lafuka Kli Cheres, it becomes Tom, it has no Tara B'mikvah. So that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. By Tishlochu, by the Beis HaMikdash. And not to be Ramayit, but Tumtum Radregnes. So Mara says, in Kevim So Nichtum in Kevim Nichtum Rachmon Odom. Church should have said Odom Tishlochu. From an Odom I know only something like an Odom that has a Tara B'mikvah. And not a Kli Cheres. Why does it have to say Zohar Nekeva for? Tichtei, the Mor says, no, Tichtei, maybe you tell me, E Kosar Rechmo Odom, if the Pastor would have just wrote the word Odom, I would have thought to say, Kli Matchis Loi, then maybe not even a Kli Matchis. Maybe only an Odom that's told me in the base of Midrash, we have to send them out. But maybe a metal Kli. Even though when it comes to me, it has time to make from, maybe there's no Chiyav Tishlochu. So the Mor says, or Havamina Kli Matchis Loi, the Mor says, no. Mikol Tomei LeNefesh Nafka. It says the word Mikol Tomei, much of anything that's Tomei, in the base of Midrash you have to send out. If so, Zoch when it came to Lomeli, why does it say the extra word Zoch when it came before? Is looking around, the teacher's around said Rosh Hashanah. That only Yavada is Zochor Avada in the cave as a mitzvah tishloch, they may stand out. But a tumtum marjrugnis, they have no chiyuv to go out. For tomorrow so, Vienna, what do they say? Kulu likri Rav Udiyosa. The old Rosh is only for Rav, maybe. And not to teach us anything else. Or not to teach us Klicheres then. So, what's the name? Kain so, Nichtav Zochor in the cave. My mi Zochor, Yad in the cave. They just say, Ad in the cave, Ad Koldovish Yesh Totab and Nikvah. Clear both things then. That it has to be anything that has a terrible mikvah. La fuke klicheris not. And the hoch is so, ki itme bishar tumois le lishnachu. And so maybe if you become, it may be, once you said tumtum van drugnis, is mufke, is not a vade zoch, a vada mekeva, so it doesn't have to be sent out of the base of Migdash, so maybe even if it becomes coming from something else, let's say it touched the mace, let's say it touched the sherets, maybe also doesn't have to go out. So I said, no, on my quote, the apostle says, mi zochor, mean only, it's only imiyat, mi tumma ha pereshes min azochor. Only tumma that comes out of his body after zochor, that he's mamayit from. But not from other tummas. Nothing more says, this shrub, galecha, the chsiv, mi zochor, and the cable, the muti tumtum adrugnis, who the yosa, vagabi erchen, the chsiv, ha zochor. The tiny we learned, ha zochor, le tumtum adrugnis. Yochor lo yibarchis, and then no erchen vanish. So the is time but just from the word zoch in the cave we're not mamayit. There has to be an extra posik. It says hazoch v'im the cave from the word v'im. Without the word v'im, I would not know this. So must be said just from zoch in the cave. We don't make this drasha. The word says true. Who mi bodo lechalik ben erich ish ne erich isha. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do this next Gemara again on the next tape.